a pila, and while she was in the middle of the river, there she had a miscarriage, and she doesn't know if it was a vlad or not. So lechol is maybe korban. She has to bring korban as yoledes v'lechol, and the kohen is not eat it. Even the chata seif that we say for sure it was she was a mapelas to mechayv herself a korban. Why? Holachacher reiv noshim. You go back to the majority of noshim and reiv noshim vlad mal yodon. Most ladies, and even have a miscarriage, though, what comes out after the pregnancy for 40 days, most of the times it was a good fetus. So lechuriz then, if the vlad comes out, she's tamei. It's only if a good autumn would come out, it means there's no figure at all to it. But most times, whatever she has a fetus coming out, she's tamei. So you also see, you go vasarayv, and therefore she's tamei. So Marin says, masnisen kamrinen. Rabbi Yochanan meant to say there are three places in the Mishnah by Tanoim, but Shmaitz to like him, and this is only a Gemara. Rashi says, Yeshua ben Levi Amoru, when Shlosh Shemekhod, Rabbi Yochanan said three places, he meant to say it's the Mishnah of Raisa, but not what Amoroim said. Rashi still says, no, I have walked Yossi Revan, Revan Cain, Omri said like this, that Moser Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina, Toye, for lo Yoda, Maiti Yuftom, he asked him a question from the Loch of Toyin. He doesn't know what he meant to ask. He didn't know what the Tiyufta was. Rashi says, I have a Kiyosi Rav and Omer Baperka Mapelis. That Mosu Yesu Chanina Ad Rabbi Yeshua Balevi Mas Nisin Chodo Demari Biisha Toya. He asked him a question when Isha had made a mistake, means Shlo Yodish, not sure when she gave birth. For Osam Ketoni Lo Ukoma Rav and Lo Yadana my Tiyufta Rabbi Yesi Lav Tiyufta Vosam Fordir says, why not? Why is not a Tiyufta over there? My love, the Mosheh says, my love, loy tiyufta is not a question, elisiyat etzaraya. Rashi, my love, what come a rovin? To mas nisin laft you is not a question, hodu yabishua, elisiyata, almo mas nisin nomor ke bishua. And so for that gemara there, it's mashma, it's a mishnah that sounds like yabishua, like this last halacha here. That Avnisha was mapo in the middle of the ocean, like the river there, so we say she's tamei, but she has tumas later. You see, it's not just a Amora, but it's a Mishnah that holds like this also. Did you go bust a rave? So again, it's a Kashan Vyachan, why don't you bring in this case also? So what's this loy? Dilma loy tiyufta loy siyata. But the Amora Diyah meant to say, it's not a question, but it's not a proof either. So we have no proof to him, therefore, again, it's not a Mishnah, it's only what the Amoraim say. See, Rav Yochanan doesn't talk like that. So here's Rav Yochanan is saying there are three places in Mishnah and by Tanoim that we go bust a rave. So Moreh says, if so, Lemute Mai, what's if Yochanan come to teach us? What's he come to exclude? Like Mashma, these three places and someplace else? No. Where else? No. Lechif Leisiyata. So Moreh says, Lemute Mai, what's he come to exclude? Learn if you want to tell me, Lemute Rubo, Diika Chazoka Badei. What time is going through? There's a Rav. And there's a Chazoka the opposite way against the Rav, that you don't go past the Rav. So Moreh says, what? Either what the Mutin Ruba the Yika Chazaka Badei. And he says what? The Lay Safin or Lay Satruma. That you don't burn the Truma. So Gemara says no. For Amr Rabbi Yochanan said this Chazim the one time already. It's not like this. Rabbi Yochanan said this already. For Amr Rabbi Yochanan said this already Chazim the. The what? In one time we have a Roiv against the Chazaka. That you don't burn, even though we go bust a Roiv. But that's not a vadid, you won't burn the truma. We learned this already one time. What was the case? The tsunan was not like this. What's going to be tinoik hanimtsa b'tzadisa? You have a tinoik, a kid, that was found b'tzadisa, was found on the side of a dough. Ubetzak b'yodai. And he has what? The betzak, a piece of dough in his hands. Now this tinoik, usually that tome, because usually rove tinoik and his kids play with shrotzim. And now you found the kid with a piece of dough in his hand. So most probably he touched the dough. Shrabi Meyim Mitara, May holds still the dough is still torn. The Chomim Mitam, Chomim said no, the dough is tummy. Why? Shadak or Shatinik Lepapeach. That it's a derech, most times kids plays with the junk, with the garbage, and he touched the sherets. Therefore most probably the kid is tummy. You go boss the road that he's tummy. And therefore now that we see he has a piece of dough in his hand that came from the big dough, then most probably he touched the big dough. So this big dough should be tamei. For Arminu, we said this is my time with Rav Meir. So what's the reason of Rav Meir? How could Rav Meir say the big dough is tall? The chur we see that the kid touched it. So Rav Meir holds kesavar roiv tinoikas metavchay. True, most kids play with the garbage. They play with shrotzim. Most kids are tamei. but still lumiyat, there's a minority, ain't metavchin, do not play with the garbage, ain't metavchin. V'yisazu, this dough is becheskas, a Torah medis, this dough is becheskas to be tor. It has a chazak of itself. We have a doubt now whether the kid was tummy when he touched it. So the dough itself has its own chazak, that before he touched it, it was tor. So now we have a doubt whether the kid was tummy or not, leaving becheskas tyra. And therefore, may holds smoich mutle chazaka, even though it's only a minority, the kids that don't touch it, but put that in contact with the chazaka. And therefore, the Yisrael le ruba, it breaks away the rife. So therefore, even though usually we say ruba v'chazaka, ruba adif, here we say it breaks away the rife is broken. So therefore, Meir says it remains tor. For Rabbanim, what's their svarah now? Rabbanim's svarah is that miyute kamad elested ami, that the smiyat, that the minority of kids do not play with the shrotzim, we don't say that svarah. And therefore, rather we say that the kid is for sure tamei. And therefore, it's a ruba of the chazaka, it's a raiv saying the kid was tamei. And there's a chazaka on the east to say it was tor before, it's still tor right now. So that's a raiv against the chazaka. The locker is ruba adif. You go boss a raiv. So, that's the rabbanon svarah here. That's why we say this east is tamei. That even though there's a chazaka on the east to say it's tor, but the klal is ruba, because even though usually we say ruba, when we say ruba chazaka, ruba adif, that the raiv is more stronger than the chazaka. Therefore, according to Rabbanin, we say you go bust to the raiv. But still, the Omer Resh Lakish Mishum Rabbi Shia, Resh Lakish said it's the name of Rabbi Shia, Zui Chazaka, this is a chazaka, Yesh Yisof and Lava Satruma. As even though it says the word chazaka, really means this raiv. Like with this type of a raiv, that rove kids plays with the shrotzim, and rove kids are tomei, that's like a vadai. And therefore, when he touched now this dough, we say it was truma, it's vadai tomei, it's supposed to burn it. So Rosh Lakish says, this raiv is a vadai. But Rabbi Yechonam says, no, Rabbi Yechonam Amar, ein zu chazoka shesofen los a truma, no, this is not a chazoka that you burn the truma on it. So kids, you see, Rabbi Yechonam said clearly in this case, that in this case, since it's a chazok against the roiv, and it's a good chazok against the roiv, that even though the roiv is better, the chomes say it is tamei, but it's not a vadai tamei, it only remains like a safek tumah. So, kids, before we had Rabbi Yochanan says in three places we go bas roiv means completely that the mice even burn it. So, Rabbi Yochanan meant to say only those three places and not another place. So, you can't tell me meant to exclude this case of tumekis. Because this case, he said the Farish. Rabbi Yochanan said himself clearly this case. So you don't have to learn out from this case. He said it clearly. So that can be one of the cases that he's teaching us only those three and not this. Yeah. Sitoiv really is the question that Pirish, the Milta, next second place here, Lemute Ruba, that Pirish can neged arrive. Even his case is the Chazak of the Tyra. And so he says, you burn it, says the Vadai. The rive to Nekotavchen ain't the rive go, that's the chilek. Now over there, the Gemara before, those three rives, the Rabbi Yechon's Kiddush was, even though it's against the Chazokah, but Rubah Chazokah, Rubah, it was like a Vadai. There we say it's a Vadai. But over here, it's this rive that kids plays with the Shrotzim is not 100% good rive. So therefore, on this rive Rabbi Yechon holds, it doesn't make it into a Vadai, therefore it's only a litlis, only a suffix. It does not make it into a Vadai. Yeah. So kids, Rabbi Yochanan said it clearly. So where's the cases Rabbi Yochanan's talking about? He says only those three and not a fourth case. What does it mean, not a fourth case? So Mar says, Ela Rabin Lamute Rubud Rabiudi. It means the Fulk Rabiudi is Roiv. It's not, but not like this. Hama Peles Chaticha. Anisha had a miscarriage and a piece of meat came out of her. Em Yesh Imodam. If there's blood with it, so Tameya. Then we say she's Tamei. So this chaticha, Rashi says, means b'leitzur, without any form to it. So therefore, she has no tumas leida. It's like the guf otum, that's not called the leida. So question, if some dam came out, boshi she tamei because of the dam. Rashi says, it's mei, kishak, any nida, but not mishum leida. So if there's dam coming out, b'shas, this piece came out, she's tamei as a nida. V'yimlab, and if no dam came out, then tahira. Because the actual piece itself, we say, is not a goof, it's not a vlad, therefore she has no tumas leida. Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, no, benkach or benkach tameya. Whether the dam came out with it, or the dam did not come out, still she's tamei. Question, why? From Rabbi Yudah, my Shmuel, Loitim Rav Yudi Elo Bechatich Shalav Bemin Adamim. That Rav Yudi says she's Vadei Tomei, not the pshat that he says is called the Leda, but if the piece of meat looks like the four colors of blood, that's Tomei, the next Mishnah, so he said this piece is a piece of dam, and she's Tomei Mishum Dam Nida, that's why he says Yitomei. If the piece looks like other type of colors, then Torah even Rude agrees that she remains Torah. In other words, it's not called a lade over here, because it's not really a fetus that came out. It's only a piece of meat without a form. So therefore, it's only a question, is it considered like dam coming out, left tumas neither or not? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends what it looks like. And now, Rabbi Yechon says like this, for Rabbi Yechon Omar, shel arba mine domim divri hakotamei, if the piece looks like any one of the four types of bloods, then both agree it's tamei. That's not the machlokes. Even if the Makama would agree that it has a locha like dam, it should have a tumas neither or not. The shalsha domim divri hakotayra. And if the piece looks like other colors, so everybody agrees she's Torah. Because the chatich itself is not a vlad, and no other blood came out, so she's Torah. So where's the machlag? Rabbi Yechon says, Lanechu, they only argue elom, kishepil in the case where she had a miscarriage, but